Rice has figured prominently for generations within the rich culture of African Americans. Many iconic rice dishes originated from the creative cooking skills of enslaved West African cooks. Commercial rice production was a major contributor to the early American economy, particularly in the coastal regions of the Carolinas and Georgia, where a variety of Asian rice, or zesativa, known as Carolina Gold, was widely grown on plantations. Between the 18th century and the Civil War, massive areas of coastal wetlands in the Carolinas and Georgia were transformed into highly productive rice fields whose construction and cultivation methods depended on the knowledge and skills of enslaved West African rice farmers. A colossal series of dams, levees, and gates that controlled the flow of freshwater irrigation in the rice fields were built with the backbreaking labor of enslaved West Africans and their descendants, who also cultivated and harvested the rice. Asian rice is the predominant rice eaten globally as a staple food by millions of people every day, especially in Asian countries as well as some of the regions of Africa. However, a lesser-known species, Oryza glabrima, or African rice, originated in Western Africa and was domesticated at least 3,000 years ago. Today, it is no longer widely cultivated in Africa, but has been replaced with Asian rice. African rice was among slave ship provisions fed to millions of captive men, women, and children who endured the long, agonizing Middle Passage on ships destined for slave ports in the Americas. Commonly known as red-bearded upland rice, it is distinguished by its reddish seed coat and long whisker-like spike tips and is suitable for growing at higher elevations than wetland rice varieties. Red-bearded upland rice was cultivated in southern states throughout the 19th century in small-scale quantities for local consumption, but was never grown in larger-scale agricultural operations due to its lower yields. It was grown in the domestic gardens of the enslaved to help supplement their basic food rations issued on the plantations. Rice is fundamental to many traditional West African dishes, such as jollof, Nigeria's national dish, also wakaye, a popular dish that originated in northern Ghana, and tabbouleh, the national dish of Senegal. Many classic rice dishes, such as dirty rice, Charleston red rice, Hoppin' John, and jambalaya, originated with enslaved cooks who blended their knowledge of traditional West African rice dishes with available regional ingredients to create some of the most iconic rice dishes in Southern and soul food cuisines. Brown rice provides valuable nutrition in the form of protein, carbohydrates, fiber, B vitamins, magnesium, phosphorus, selenium, and manganese.